The music you're hearing is from a film that young farming activist Julia Bartal and her colleagues recently made. In the film, Bartal is dressed like a reporter, telling the story of genetically modified seeds and land grabbing. Her fellow actors are dressed like German businessmen, gray trench coats and all. The action is set in Berlin's futuristic central train station. The movie might look glib, but its point, Bartal says, is to make it clear to people who buy organic food that if they don't support young organic farmers, they're not going to get the products they want.
For the land grabbing, for example, there was no awareness in the city. So we go to the city, we make actions, we make publications as well and so on for people to understand. Because we market our food directly to Berlin, it's like all of these people who eat the food that we produce are connected to this farm. And when we make an action and say, look, this is what's happening to us, this is the land grabbing that's happening to us as an example, but this is happening all over East Germany, then people get an awareness.
Bartal says that one of the issues at play here is that companies in completely other lines of business, like eyeglass chain Fielmann, are looking for a place to park their profits. Their purchases of land picked up considerably over the past 6 years in the midst of the Eurozone crisis in Southern Europe. That's because farmland offers a better return on investment in the face of low interest rates. Some companies actually try to keep the land organic, and this is the case with Fielmann. But other companies like KTG Agrar are growing corn for biofuels. KTG owns about 40,000 hectares of land in eastern Germany. That's about the size of the city of Vienna. Bartal says that much of the land being sold by the government was once collectively owned farmland in the former East Germany. She says the land belongs to the nation, and that it should be held in a trust, rather than simply sold off to the highest bidder. She says what's going on in eastern Germany resembles the land grabbing that has taken place in Latin America and in Africa. But in eastern Germany, it's an especially touchy issue.
On the land grabbing issue, talking about East Germany is a specific thing. People don't know the term land grabbing when they're talking about Europe. They know it from the countries of the south. This is happening in Latin America or in Africa or something. But in East Germany, we have a history of the socialist state. Then the wall came down. In the contract of the unification of Germany, without a public debate, they decided that they will privatize the land and the way how they will do it. There was never a public debate. We never had the chance to participate in that. And after the wall came down, first they just gave rent contracts to people. So that would be people who had always been living and maybe farming there. And that would be new businesses coming. And now this land is being privatized. So you have a vast amount of land that is suddenly being sold.
Bartal started her movement 2 years ago and has garnered a great deal of attention from local media and from politicians.
So when we started to put it on the agenda, like in the last 2 years as young farmers, like we created this network, the Confederation of Young Farmers, and we did a few actions as farms or as this network, it was like, boom, it was immediately in the media. It was all over. People were discussing it.
Some young farmers say that they want government cash grants or subsidies to be able to compete in the marketplace. But Kirstin Bernoth, an economist at Berlin's Hertie School of Governance, says Germany's farm industry already receives massive subsidies. The problem, as she sees it, is the way the money is being divvied up.
It's true that when you compare international statistics on how easy it is to start a company or a startup in Germany, we are not ranked in the top 10. We once analyzed in which sectors you actually observe the largest investment gaps in Germany. Agriculture is actually not the case, so because it's so highly subsidized.
But Willy Lehnert of a lobbying group in Berlin for organic farmers called FO with an umlaut L, says that the subsidies are going to the wrong people, to large industrial farmers. He's calling for a new program specifically aimed at helping young organic farmers.
First of all, you need capital, credit, and assets when applying for loans. It's easier now, thanks to low interest rates, but you still need a lot of cash, so we're calling for cash grants for young farmers. If I decided to start a farm in a small town, I'd need capital, so we're calling for grants of 25,000 euros for young organic farmers. We also want to make it easier for young farmers to get land. We, as an organization, don't want to buy the land. Rather, we want the government to lease the land. Land has become very, very expensive in Germany. It doesn't make sense to buy it. Young farmers should rent it from the state and save their working capital for running their businesses.
But Bartel says she thinks more drastic action is needed.
I think I would have a more radical approach. I think we should stop the selling of the land. The prices are completely disconnected from what you can regain through farming in your lifetime. So that makes it already impossible actually for somebody to buy it with money from farming.
Bartel and her group are calling for the German government to halt its land sales immediately. She then wants to see a new leasing scheme take hold, which would take into account young organic farmers' needs. She's also calling for community voting in cases where land is to be sold off. Michael Scuturo, DW, Berlin.